First instruction in metta is to be comfortable, to sit comfortably. Right? So find that place of ease. You know, you can experiment with, yeah, laying on the ground. That's a wonderful time to practice it. So metta is the Pali word often translated as loving kindness. And it's this intentional way of turning toward experience, turning toward ourselves, aspect of ourselves, and also turning toward other beings with a quality of warmth of heart, a quality of well-wishing, of kindness. So it's not so much a prayer, it's more as this offering, this quality of well-wishing. So it doesn't have any strings attached. So we may offer metta to someone else, and we don't like say, well, why aren't you happy or not? I've been asking you to be happy. You know, it's not conditional. It's unconditional affection, unconditional regard and love. And metta is a bit of a different practice than our normal insight practice, when we're just learning to meet whatever's arising with as much clarity as we can. In metta meditation, we're actually repeating phrases to ourselves to help us orient, connect with that intention of well-wishing. So I'll offer some of the classic phrases and give some guidance around that. So sitting comfortably, you may like to close your eyes. And beginning actually with thinking of someone in your life that brings a little bit of a smile to your face. Could be a loved one, could even be a beloved animal, a cat or a dog. Could be a young child, could be a grandfather, grandmother. It could be someone you don't actually know, like the Dalai Lama. But someone that there's more or less an uncomplicated relationship with. It brings a quality of affection, a quality of warmth of heart. So getting a sense of this being, this person, you know, if you're more visually oriented, you may actually picture them sitting in front of you, what they might be wearing, what expression they might have on their face, and they might imagine them doing some activity that they love. Or if you're more feeling-based, you might just notice the sense of the felt sense of this being, the sense of them that you carry in your heart. So as we get the sense of this person or this being in front of you, notice how there's naturally a desire for them to be happy. There's naturally a wish for their well-being. And giving voice to that intention, offering these simple phrases. May you be safe and protected. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. With each of these phrases, or phrases of your own choosing, connecting with this intention of well-wishing. May you be safe and protected. Maybe breathing in, and as you breathe out, may you be peaceful. Breathing in, connecting with that intention of well-wishing, and as you exhale, saying silently to yourself, may you live with ease. And then repeating these phrases at your own pace, offering it to this person, again, without any strings attached, or this animal, without any strings or expectations of them changing. It's an unconditional loving kindness. May you be safe and protected. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. As you offer these phrases, it doesn't matter if there's a sense of warmth of heart or emotionality. If it's present or absent, that's perfectly fine. Trusting in the intention. May you be safe and protected. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Safe and protected. Peaceful. Live with ease. Now, wishing this being well, letting the sense of them fade. Now, offering metta to oneself. Now, if this feels challenging, you may rest your hand over your heart. Or you may also perhaps picture yourself as a young child, before you learn to judge yourself so harshly. And offering these phrases of well-wishing to yourself. May I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. It's okay if this kicks up some turbulence, some resistance. Trusting in the intention. May I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. Offering these phrases and practicing receiving them to the best of your ability. Letting them sink, seep into your cells, into your body. May I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. And finally, getting a sense of everyone on this call, all the people sitting in their homes, practicing with you, offering metta to all of us. May we be safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with ease. May we be safe and protected. May we be peaceful. May we live with ease.